Welcome to the Assistive Technology in the Desert podcast. This podcast is being sponsored by the Arizona Governance Council on Blindness, AT Committee, in partnership with Sound Sounds of Arizona. My name is Bishop Barrow, and I am the Assistive Technology Committee Chair. In today's podcast, our guests are some of the members of the GCBBI Assistive Technology Committee, and Bob Krismer, who is the GCBBI Chair, as well as a member of the AT Committee.
Thank you, B.
They are doing, we will be discussing how to use the iPhone. Thank you all for being here. Let's start by introducing yourselves. Carla?
Hello, my name is Carla Rivas Parker, and I am an assistive technology specialist and currently working for the Arizona Technology Access Program.
Nathan?
Hello, I'm Nathan Pullen. I'm the director of the ATEI program with NAU, and we provide assistive technology services to both rehab clients for the state of Arizona.
And Bob?
I'm Bob Krismer, and chair of the Governor's Council on Blindness and Vision Impairment, and am a retired rehab teacher.
And I am Bishop Arrow, and I am the chair for the Assistive Technology Committee. And we do have other members to our committee that unfortunately they could not be here today. So we are going to start by discussing the different types of the iPhone. Many people want to get an iPhone. They hear that it's very accessible and people with visual impairments can use the iPhone. So when you go to your carrier, cell phone carrier, you want to possibly discuss with them what will be the best phone. In today's times, the iPhone has come very, very, very forward. It's still pretty much the same as when it was introduced back in 2009. But right now, the behavior of your phone is a little bit different. I know that Bob Krismer and Carla Rivas have the CE 2020 model. So can one of you discuss a little bit about that phone?
So this phone, although it has like what they call all hardware, because it still has the home phone, the home button at the center, bottom center of the screen, it has the new firmware, which is compatible with current phones. The phone I have is compatible with the iPhone 11, but it looks like those old ones, like the 5 or the 6 that had the home button is still on it. So the on-off button is on the right side, the volumes are on the left, and the home button is right at the center button. And that's the second edition. I think with the iPhone 14 now, they came up with the third edition of this phone. So we still can get this kind of style of phone with the home button that is compatible with the current iPhone.
As Carla mentioned, the iPhone 14, starting with the 10th up to the 14th, the models of these phones do not have a home button that is in the center bottom of the screen. The buttons facing the phone, you have the power on and off button on the right and the volume buttons on the left side of your phone. These phones can be accessed or opened by facial recognition. In other words, you want to have your face recognition to secure your phone, or you can access the phone also by tapping on the numbers if you don't want to use the face recognition. The other phones also with the home button, you can activate the security or like the face recognition is with your fingerprint as well. Anybody else wants to add to it?
The regular homes also come in different sizes, at least two, kind of the standard size and the bigger size. So I think they're like about 5 inches, and the bigger ones are like 7 inches.
Yes.
I'm Kresmer here. Also, there's a difference in prices so that you can pay more and more and more for a phone. Or you can buy the phone I bought is the SC, which was a less expensive phone, but still has all the features.
Yes, that's the least inexpensive phone. So the as Carla was saying, the newer phones and stuff, they're the sizes, they're the Pro and the Pro Max, which is the very, very, very largest of all the phones. So when we talk about accessibility on these phones and how to blind, visual impaired people can access these telephones, we have to have Siri and VoiceOver. So Nathan, you want to talk about Siri?
Yes. Let me just mention real quick, too, that I will be talking about this in relation to an iPhone 13 Pro specifically. So any examples will be coming from that. There are options for both the regular and the Pro model for the 13. Really not much difference from the others other than it adds some extra cameras and processing power. One of the benefits, though, for the 13 and 14 iPhone models, they have the addition of a LiDAR scanner, a laser scanner that's part of the camera system, and that gives some additional accessibility benefits beyond the main purpose of it that's related to photos, but it can give you some accessibility features for navigating spaces. It can detect doorways or pathways and some things like that. On this iPhone 13 model, it is the same layout as most of the others. There is no physical home button, but there is the volume buttons on the top left edge of the left side of the phone and the on off or lock button on the right side. So you can set this up a couple of different ways. You can activate Siri by voice. If you have it preset to respond automatically, there is a feature that essentially has the phone always listening for Siri. So if you say, "Hey Siri," you will get an immediate response to Siri, which is the voice assistant through Apple. But that does have to be enabled. Otherwise, if you don't have it enabled, it's by default not on so that it saves your battery power, or it will only be defaulting when plugged into the AC charger. So if you go into your iPhone settings to accessibility, there is an option there to set it to always listen for that "Hey Siri" command. If you don't want to use that voice command, you can also invoke Siri by pressing and holding the lock or home button on the right-hand side of the phone for 3 seconds. And you can't see it at the moment because it's on my screen, but when I press and hold that, it pops up with the Siri indicator listening for my voice and waiting for me to give a command.
And it typically will beep as a signifying that she's listening or he is listening, because now you can set the voice into male or female.
That is correct. You can adjust the different voices and accents if you prefer. You can also adjust, similar to other screen reader programs, the speech rate or verbosity. I'm going to see if I can get it to trigger again here.
Bob Kresmer.
Go ahead, Bob.
Nathan, when you buy your phone and you're getting it from your cell carrier, those people can help you set it up so that your Siri is working and your voiceover is working when you leave the store. Is that correct?
they definitely should be able to. They have that capability, time permitting. I'm not going to make any promises on behalf of Verizon. They should absolutely be able to do that. It is a pretty simple setup process, but it does take a few extra steps to actually trigger those. And as you mentioned, Bob, VoiceOver is another critical part of this that can be set as well with a trigger. Commonly, the accessibility shortcut used for VoiceOver, or just as the accessibility shortcut in general for any accessibility function you want to invoke, is going to be a triple click of that side button on your phone. So if I do a triple click here,
VoiceOver on calendar Friday,
you can
January
hear it
6th.
Go voice into over the VoiceOver view and description. So that's the quick start, is that three quick presses of the side button on the phone will invoke VoiceOver shortcut.
And for those of us who still have the old style phone with the home key, that will be three times the home key on those models to activate the VoiceOver or any other accessibility feature that you had set it up for the shortcut.
That is correct. And you do have to be careful as well. It can be an added feature or a complication, but you can actually stack the accessibility shortcuts. You can have multiple shortcuts. And if you do that, so say you have one for VoiceOver and another that you want to use for Siri or guided access or Zoom, you can have multiple shortcut options where when you do that triple click, it'll actually pop up on the screen and say, we're seeing your accessibility shortcut request here. Which one do you want? Do you want VoiceOver? Do you want Zoom? Do you want something else? And then you have to do a secondary tap to choose which one you want if you've enabled multiple shortcuts.
Nathan, what can we expect VoiceOver will do for us?
So VoiceOver is going to describe to you whatever is happening, hopefully, on your screen. So it works pretty well for native Apple functions. When I first toggled it on, you heard it describe the first thing on the screen, which would be my calendar icon. What it does is initially it will highlight an item. So when you tap on a icon, a app, a message on your screen, it will first give you a description and say, this is the calendar app, this is the messaging app, this is the email app. And when then you then go through the confirmation step that that is the item you want, usually a double tap or a two-finger tap, then it will actually read the content of that message and say, reminder, you have an appointment at 1 p.m. today, or it may read the content of your text message. So there's two steps in phases to using VoiceOver where you will first select the item and then it of your focus, and then it will provide to you the information associated with that. VoiceOver can be used in conjunction with Siri as well. So you can help to navigate it somewhat by voice, by giving your own voice control commands, or you can control it with a variety of finger gestures on the screen.
When using VoiceOver, again, you know, the person can basically use the difference, one finger, two finger, three finger, as Nathan mentioned, is that, again, you can slide your finger around your screen. And once you find the item, you can tap it and you can activate that item. The screen, basically, you can do from left to right, up and down. Or you can use the sliding or flicking your finger. When you say flicking your finger, it's like picking up an old match, you know, because now we don't use matches, but it just figure that you have a match on your finger and you're basically going to kind of light that match and have that type of motion to flick your finger around your screen.
So I will add, because a lot of people may wonder what is exactly the difference between Siri and VoiceOver. Siri is like your personal assistant that can get things done for you. At Siri, you can ask what's the time, what's the date, what's the temperature, call this person or this phone number, set an appointment on this particular date. So kind of assist you to get things completed on the phone and prompt you with additional responses to confirm what you're doing. And on the other hand, VoiceOver allows you to navigate more like step by step, option by option, the screen. I mean, reads word by word what is on the screen, allow you to pick options on the screen by, you know, different hand gestures, that kind of stuff. So I think that difference is particularly there. And like Nathan says, you can use both. You can get Siri to open an app for you, and then you can navigate that app with VoiceOver to get all the details that you need to accomplish something.
Caution, and Siri has to have access to the internet. So if, for instance, if you're not in an area where there's no internet access, unfortunately, you would not have any response back from Siri. You will do with VoiceOver. So you can continue using VoiceOver whether you have internet access or not. So if you're in a basement, a lot of times we lose connectivity to the internet, then you would not have access to Siri.
So when I'm using my phone, I can use VoiceOver and Siri. If I want to do some special applications, like asking what the weather is or putting something on the calendar, that's the same kind of gestures in almost any kind of applications. Is that correct?
That is correct, Bob. And I'll add to the same accessibility features that we're talking about, even though we're focused on iPhones here, these same functions for VoiceOver and for Siri are applicable to other Apple devices as well. So if you happen to have an iPad or a MacBook or a Mac computer, all of these same functions are available on those devices and can carry between those ecosystems as well.
And also, if you have Siri activated and you don't have VoiceOver, you can ask Siri to turn your VoiceOver on or off. You can do it via voice as well, as in addition of the triple click on the home button or the side button of the phone.
So now I have an iPhone, and I take it home from the office with Siri and VoiceOver working. How can I best learn how to start using the different functions on my own?
So in the VoiceOver area, so you would get into settings, you would go to accessibility, and you would tap VoiceOver. A lot of people get a little bit scared that they hear VoiceOvers on, so they think that by tapping the VoiceOver button, it's going to turn off, but it's not. Basically, it's going to take you into the settings of VoiceOver, and under VoiceOver, you would select VoiceOver practice, and then it allows you to practice the different gestures.
So when you make gestures on the screen, VoiceOver will tell you what that particular movement you make with your finger or two fingers or three fingers will do on the phone. And that is really neat, because you can just start making gestures on the phone just to trying to learn what would happen if I tap the screen twice with two fingers. And then VoiceOver will tell you what that command does. And that's a very nice way to learn, because you're not really going anywhere. You're just learning, okay, if I do this, what would the phone do? And that's a nice way to learn.
How do you begin that feature? How do you activate that way of learning?
You're talking about the accessibility, the practice.
Yes. Practice.
So going into the accessibility settings on the phone. Settings, accessibility, VoiceOver. I'm going to turn VoiceOver on.
VoiceOver on. Accessibility.
Once back it's button. On, you can then tap on
VoiceOver practice.
And then button. I'll double tap to open it.
VoiceOver practice. Setting.
And it will begin the process from there.
Can we tell Siri directly open VoiceOver practice? And would that open for us?
I think it would.
Let me try on my phone. Open VoiceOver practice.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
Oh, okay. I have to unlock my phone first before I can give this.
The nice thing about this, sometimes if we make a mistake or something, the device is very smart and basically it tells you, you know, no, you can't do it. Yes, you can do it. And it goes ahead and does it.
Open VoiceOver practice. It takes me just to the menu where accessibility practice is, and then you will have to swipe to the right until you get the practice and then double tap with one finger when you are on that option.
Thank you. You know, this can be kind of intimidating for people like me who sometimes worry I'm going to do something wrong and break the machine. Can you let us know that if I get lost or I get confused and can't any longer figure out where I am, can I just turn the phone off and start all over again?
Sure, that will be a safe way to start over.
How would I do that?
To turn the telephone off on the phones that have the home key still, you have to hold the power button, which is on the right side. You hold it like for 3 seconds, and that will prompt you if are you sure you want to turn the phone off. Then you will swipe once and tap with one finger twice on the screen, and that will turn the phone off. And then you wait like 10 seconds, and then you can push your power button again, and that will bring turn on the phone, and you will start over there.
When the phone turns back on, will the voice come on automatically?
Yes, it does. If VoiceOver has been activated, so it'll stay on all the time. So it goes off, and it'll come back as soon as it comes back with the phone on.
Right. VoiceOver will default to its previous state, but you can always use Siri or the accessibility shortcut, again, usually the 3 clicks of the side button or home button to toggle it on or off.
Well, I'm not so frightened as I might have been.
So, one more thing on the VoiceOver in the phones with the new phone, the 14, is that it does give you a tone when it's powering off. So it's nice right now with the earlier versions of the iPhones, you don't get that. And it also gives you a tone when you're powering on. So basically, a lot of times we are not see, for those who do not have any vision, we don't know if the Apple is on the screen or not. So we don't know if the phone is actually come back on. But with the 14, you will hear the phone that is basically. We have scheduled different sessions so we can continue with our VoiceOver and Siri stuff. So our next podcast, we will demonstrate more and actually will use VoiceOver and Siri to show you how it's being used, and also how to activate the different applications, the apps that you have on the phone, and see what's the benefit of actually using the iPhone. So anybody has questions?
I just wanted to add that another way a person that cannot see the Apple on the center of the screen, if you want to verify if your phone is on or not, there is a little button above the volume that turns the phone in mute or on mute. And when you mute the phone, it vibrates. So if the phone is on, it will vibrate. That tells you the phone is on. You put in other position. It will vibrate any position you put it. But if you put it more toward the top of the phone, that you will have the phone unmuted.
Well, I think we're going to learn an awful lot of things in our next session.
Yeah. Thank you for that tip, Carla. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here, and we will be glad to have you back on our next podcast in next month. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here.
My thanks to the Arizona Government's Council on Blindness and Visual Impairment for teaming up with Sun Sounds of Arizona for Tech in the Desert. Tech in the Desert airs the fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. Stay tuned for more great programming on Sun Sounds of Arizona.